arguments.
Well, why don't we move on? Because Jason Ellis is hanging outside the studio. Sam has got a little update because there's problems outside the studio already.
Yeah, during the break, I was in the producer studio discussing show strategies with Troy and Travis.
Oh, wow.
Sure you were.
At which point, Liam, our talent booker, who is with our guest, mm-hmm. who you would think would be treated respectfully before he came on the show, let me know that blind intern Stevie had somehow...
Speaking of Down syndrome.
Yes.
People are confused. They're seeing the latest video. He does not have Down syndrome.
No, I thought he might have when...
You think he might have a little of the Downs,
see, this,
right?
This is the whole thing. He's got the look, he's got the physique, but he doesn't have the charm or happiness.
Probably the big cock of the super.
And you nailed
strength.
What he looks like, by the way, Jim Jeffries.
He looks like the little boy out of the Far Side calendar.
Yes, he does. Yeah. So what is Stevie doing?
Well, I left him in the office, and he, for some reason, on his own accord, for once, I didn't even instigate this. Mm. On his own accord, he waddled up the hallway and started fighting with Jason Ellis.
About what? Like, what's his beef?
Bring him in.
He fought with him yesterday. He's making fun of his accent. He called him a princess.
Why didn't he make fun of my accent? Why?
He said, after you left the room, you said you were a self-hating Australian earlier. Yeah. After you left the room, Stevie goes, now that's a good Australian.
Fuck this little Down syndrome.
Now you're mad at him, too. Get him in here. You
want to
bring Jason in, too, or you
want
to talk to Stevie first?
Bring in the Far Side.
Bring in Stevie for a sec. He has the worst eyes without not being blind.
Yeah.
This is it.
So, okay.
Stevie, what's going on with you?
I don't know what's going on with you guys.
Oh, stop it.
You know what you just did then was when my parents go, where have you been all night? I don't know. Where have you been all night? You're in trouble.
What's your problem with
Jason Ellis?
Jason Ellis and Australians.
Why don't you like the guy outside? Okay, here's what happened.
The guy outside.
Okay.
The train killer, yes.
I was introduced to him yesterday, and I was trying to have a casual conversation with him because I didn't really know the guy at all. So I figured...
Mistake number one, by the way, you're a fucking intern. You're not supposed to be having casual conversations
Sam
with the guests.
Sam introduced me. Sam kind of forced my hand a little bit. He's like, hey, why don't you meet
all right,
Jason?
Just blame Sam. By the way, passing the buck. Good strategy.
This is the same thing that happened with the morning mashup. For some reason, he's the one intern. When I introduce him to people that might help him somehow, like other interns would be like, oh, cool, you introduced me.
Yeah.
He's saying, yeah, Sam forced me to meet this guy.
You never know if he's looking for like a half a retard or something. You're perfect for the job.
Look at your fucking... Oh, look at your Larry Sanders lips.
He's Larry Sanders.
Doesn't he have Larry Sanders lips?
You do have Larry Sanders lips. Yes.
I can't help how
and
I
Ricky Lake's body.
He looks like Bobby, too, from...
Yeah, Bobby from fucking
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
You got a little Bobby.
Now, hey
Bobby?
There, Bobby.
Yeah,
Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah. So what's wrong with Jason Ellis?
I started having a conversation with him. I'm not blaming Sam at all, by the way. I mean, I'm just saying I had a conversation with this guy.
Right.
And somehow it ended up him hating me, and we ended up having this back and forth where
this must have been like when you met your dad.
Oh, don't bring up his dad.
Stevie, he didn't even know, Stevie.
I know, it's all right.
His dad hates him.
He scares very easily, and we finally learned why, because he got beat up a lot as a kid.
Oh, you
by
like,
his own father.
You're like when you get a rescue pet, and you can't pet it.
Yeah, he's kind of like that.
Who hasn't been smacked by their father? Man up,
your
pussy.
No, I'm not.
I tell you what, my mother... This is how sadistic this bitch was,
Gunther.
Right? Yeah. She used to make me think when I did something wrong that I'd gotten away with it, right? And then would be punching you at 3 a.m, would wake you up to hits 5 or 6 hours later. She'd put an ass-kicking in her diary. So, yeah, you didn't have it so bad. Come on.
That Gary Shandling shit is annoying.
No, I don't want sympathy for it. I just, you know.
Now, you fucking completely brushed over the whole thing. So we were talking, and then he hates me. What happened during the conversation? You had to have done something that pissed him off. And if he comes in here and tells
us. Curtis is dead.
Yeah, we know about that one.
Yeah. We were talking. I noticed he had an Australian accent. I asked him, you know, you're all from Australia. And, you know, he's like has this attitude towards me. I don't even.
Well, then Stevie started making boomerang jokes.
Oh, okay. See now, why do you leave that shit out?
Why would you do that?
Tell me the boomerang joke.
I don't even remember. It was like, oh, he's gonna throw a boomerang at me or something. I was like,
oh, that's a good one.
No, I know, it was a joke.
What you should have done is, he should have said a boomerang joke, then you should have said, good comeback, because it's a boomerang.
See, that's a professional.
That's a boomerang joke.
Now you see a professional as opposed to you.
And you that's do have Gary he's... Shandling's lips.
Now that I'm seeing the pictures online. Oh, those Gary Shandling mouths.
Why don't we get Jason in here? Because we're not getting a proper story.
You know why?
Stop pushing him around. Stop pushing him around.
Jason Ellis, everyone.
This animal. My God.
I didn't know when we didn't go on the radio.
Jason's on Faction, Sirius 28 XM 52, yes. Monday through Friday, 3 to 7. And then, of course, we do the best of Jason Ellis here on our fine channel. So what happened with you and Stevie to start
off?
Look
at little fucking Stevie over
there. Oh, this motherfucker over here?
Yeah.
I saw him yesterday, and somebody said that he was kind of like my guy, that you're in there a little bit fucked in the head or whatever, a little bit useless and shit.
Yeah.
And so I said something to him about his shoes or something, but he spracked off back to me. And then this morning he talked about, he called me a princess when I wasn't in the corridor, so he wasn't even fucking with anymore. It was like sort of a backstab thing in another corridor. So I was like, well, if you want to play a game, because he said we're all working for the same company, he's an intern, and why would I hit him? Because he's smart. He pretends, he uses his stupid face. I've already got him. He's got a stupid face, and he uses that as an excuse. He's actually kind of smart with his fucking dumb-looking head. He's like, duh, I don't know what you mean, motherfucker. Like, he's talking shit. He knows. So I want him to be in the game that I brought
today. I take total offense to that.
I don't want sex bagel. Who's sex bagel?
Oh, that's E-Rock.
Who's sex bagel?
Why did you have to go with the sex bagel name?
I don't want
to
play a game
cool
with
Jason Ellis. It's E-Rock.
Your lips look like a horse's asshole right after it takes a shit. Like, that's what you do. It just looks like
a clenched fucking vagina. Yeah,
you know what I like about that is that you've seen enough horses' assholes
after
shit.
I grew up in Southern California. Very equestrian.
It looks like,
he's got burn victim lips.
You really do.
Stevie, why did you call Jason Ellis a princess?
They look like they used to be stuck to something.
Why'd you call him a princess?
It was a casual. I was joking with one of the guys out there.
How was it casual to call someone a princess?
All I said was, "Well, you know, what's with that? You know, the princess." Because he was acting, you know, like a, you know, like I guess he's supposed to act like because he's a big star or whatever. But I mean, like
a big star. See what I mean? Why was he acting like a princess? The last word that comes to my mind when I look at Jason Ellis is princess.
Yeah, no.
Well, you don't even make sense.
Really. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the ugly bitches he goes out with?
He's a virgin.
He's another virgin.
Are you a virgin?
And you also.
Yeah. Why do you always intern virgins in this fucking place?
Because they get to do crazy things.
Fucking broadcast.
They got low self-esteem.
Desperate for attention.
Just fucking pay for it.
Yeah, they're all.
He's got no money. He's a fucking intern.
Yeah.
His father, you know, left him a long time ago.
You get charged extra with that fucking crushed up pussy face too. I'm telling you, hookers aren't going to do a $50 job on you. No way, right?
No.
Jason, watch out though. Stevie has a tough punch.
If I was a hooker,
we all found out the hard
way. That would be my stomping ground.
Yeah,
you're right.
What's that? The hooker place?
Yeah, because he wouldn't know. He wouldn't fucking slap you around or anything. He just put it in.
Your body's so grateful.
And then he'd probably not that big either, so he wouldn't hurt him.
No.
You just cry. You got a little dick there, dude.
You probably got a little dick.
How little is your dick, Stevie?
Can we see your dick, Steve?
No.
Hey, man, this makes you feel better. The average penis is 5 1/4. What do you got?
I don't even know.
You don't know how big your penis is?
Get the fuck out of here.
Everyone's measured their
cock. Come on.
It's like, I don't know, it's like 8 or 9. I don't
know.
Stop it. 8 or 9. No. When he said like, it looks like he's 8 or 9.
Dude.
He doesn't know if it's 8 or 9.
8 or 9.
I love that. Could be 9, could be 8. Depends on the day.
You got a 9-inch cock. You know you have a 9-inch cock.
Hold on. I got $100. This is our first bit.
Yeah.
An easy 100.
I'll match it.
Anthony will match it. If you could fucking prove you got an 8 or 9-inch fucking penis, you get
$200.
I'll even give you a side bet that it's under 5 1/2.
If it's near 8 inches, you don't have to be in the dog collar.
Seven.
Are we still allowed to measure cock on our show?
Start jacking
thumbs
the champ.
Down to measuring cock on our show.
Intern cock.
What? No. Why
What's wrong with measuring intern
then
cock?
Then fire him.
Can he do it in the bathroom?
Come on.
He can do
What's
it himself and then
can
come back.
Can you get sex bagel in the bathroom with him?
If the guy wants to fucking measure his cock, he should be allowed to measure his cock.
Seriously.
I didn't say I wanted to.
Do you want money?
You want to make a couple hundred bucks?
Have you ever taken a photo of it and sent it to a girl?
You're not that desperate.
$200, you could get laid with that.
Well, yep. Why else is the intern here?
With your
nine-inch
cock.
My intern would measure his cock.
What you do is go home, measure it, and then take a photo and then bring it back so we don't have to see it. Well, but you can cheat because you can get like one of those little Coke bottles off airplanes.
Is he allowed to take a picture in the bathroom of his cock?
Or a child's hand.
Yes, he is. Allegedly.
If he's lucky, a child's hand.
What about if he took it before he came here and it was in his phone? He just had to go retrieve it in the bathroom.
Take a picture of your dick in the bathroom.
Go on.
With your phone.
Yes, now, motherfucker.
With your phone.
Oh, does your phone take pictures? I remember you have like some old.
All right, I know what to do.
It's not that bad.
Hold on. Have him grab the Red Bull can.
Yeah, beat that for $200,
shit bag. Put your cock next to the Red Bull can.
How tall is a Red Bull can?
We'll measure that. But you got to.
It's not eight, I'll tell you that.
You've got to bat it off to get it erect. The Red Bull can's about 5 inches, I think.
Look, we could work around the rules, man.
At least get it a little. At least get it plump, and we'll be able to figure out. Because if he's saying 9 inches, it's not even going to be fucking six.
Sure. If it's plump, it's better than the Red Bull can.
You don't have to compete with girth of the Red Bull can.
No.
Leave that out of your mind.
We're not even worried about
just
your girth.
Just get the knob past the end of the can.
We do have a tape measure. Is he allowed to measure his own cock in the bathroom?
And we'll even...
Sooner the better would be great.
He can measure his own cock in the bathroom.
Okay.
What? He can't even measure his own cock in the bathroom?
I'm getting worried. Hang on.
Where do we measure? From the sack or from the top?
You can measure from his tailbone, and it still ain't going to be fucking 9 inches.
We can measure his cock.
We can.
All right, well,
it can happen in... He doesn't have to go into the bathroom. All it can happen here.
There you go. Face the fucking corner and start jacking it, asshole.
What happened here? You said 9 inches.
You got any porn or something? You got any porn?
Who's being the princess now? Who's being the princess now?
Hey, you want me to fucking touch your nipples while you're jacking it, asshole?
We've all whipped out.
Come on, I'm the princess. Maybe I can do a little dance for you. You can see it on my skirt.
Here it is, liar.
Here's mine.
Fucko.
Here's mine.
There, I got $100 for you.
And here's mine.
You did say
he'll never know. It's $1.
He's blind. Can I borrow $100? I'll give it back to you tomorrow. I haven't got it on me.
You coming in?
Yeah, I'm here tomorrow.
I got $100 too, shitbag.
Hey, shitbag, it's up to $400.
Hey, wait a minute.
No, it's up to $400 cash.
Because I know I'm not going to have to fucking
pay. Yeah. I'm not really. It's not a huge claim for me. You got an 8-inch cock. You can have everything in my money clip.
Yeah, right. Look at that. Because we know you're lying.
Now turn around, Stevie. We've all done.
We've all done cockpits on the radio. Think about it. If you really do beat this fucking Red Bull can, how many people are listening? You're going to get some MySpace. You're going to get a blowjob without paying for it. Chicks love big dicks.
And now we got porno in studio.
$400, and you can buy yourself a good hooker for $400.
There's some penthouses.
Not a great one, but a good one.
Either way, you're going to get laid.
Unless you want fucking Black Inches. You want that one?
What?
You want fucking Macho Magazine?
I had a purple cock the other day, you know that?
If someone gives me a purple
cock and balls.
Why?
I fucking crashed my dirt bike and got internal bleeding in my stomach. And then it went down, so this part was a white guy. And then just from the shaft on, all purple.
Wow.
Like a fucking bleeding cock, full sensitive testicles for like a month. Like they hurt the touch and shit.
What the fuck?
I pulled my dick out and showed every single person I knew. That's what I'm saying.
In the rule book.
I would do it to you, and you'd go, no, look, I don't want to see it. And then I would pull it out, and you'd go, fuck! Everybody, check out Ellis's cock! Everybody did it. I did it on Hollywood Boulevard.
Of course.
To these dudes on Fuel that I kind of know on Fuel TV. They were like, what's been going on? And first thing that came to my mind was, I got a purple cock and balls, and there was a girl there, and I was like, you got to see it. And they're kind of a little more uptight.
How purple, though?
I've got a fucking photo, but it has a Twitter account. My purple cock follows me on Twitter.
Did I once show
it actually talked shit
on
me a couple of times the other day.
Did I once show a wart on my cock on this show?
You got warts on your cock?
Yeah, I've had a wart.
They don't go away, you know that, right?
No, it's 80% of all Americans got them. Yeah, I'm going for life.
I once
got a cluster of warts on my fucking sphincter, right?
I'd rather have a fucking microscopic penis.
I went to the doctor.
I
bent over and I spread my... This is years and years ago. I spread my asshole open. The doctor's like, oh, yeah. He goes, you've been having anal sex? I went, no. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
This is really gay, but you've got warts on your cock, but that is my fucking dick.
Oh!
It looks like a dead guy's dick, huh?
Oh!
It's a dead dick.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
Dude, were you afraid it was going to fall off?
No. No, I've got two kids, so I wouldn't mind if it did anyway. But it got a little bit worse than that.
What the
Thank
fuck?
You. Thank you. Anybody else want to see my purple cock?
Did you tweet that picture?
Huh?
You tweet that one?
Are you jacking up in the car? Did I tweet
it? If it's a purple cock, you got to tweet that picture.
Full-on cock.
I like that it's purple and shaven.
I did a shaft one for my Twitter. That's just the shaft. I have my hand over it.
Jesus.
I probably should have done that, but...
What happened to the crazy?
Jesus Christ. What happened to the cluster of warts around your asshole, Jim?
This is what happened, right? So the doctor goes... He goes, oh, you must have been having anal sex. I'm going, I really haven't. he sends me off to the sexual clinic type of thing, right? And so this doctor bends me over, this real old doctor, and I bend over and goes, I go, I haven't been having anal sex. He goes, oh, no, it's all connected. He goes, you probably just was fucking wiping your ass and there's germs there and you've got some warts there. He goes, it's not a big deal. Come back in next week and we'll burn them off. Right? So for about a week, I'm just wiping around my cluster of warts, feeling horrible. Fuck. I bend over, I pull my ass open, I can smell the steam coming off the burning gun.
That's got to be bad.
And then he goes, the exact words, he goes, oh, they've fallen off. Well, you're okay then. And I put my pants back on, and it's the only time I've ever believed in God. I was like, this is all right, so I didn't have my ass burnt. But I haven't had one since.
It was a miracle.
Is that what it looked like? We're looking at a picture of a cluster of warts.
What's
wrong with you, Jim?
No, mine was like two little ones.
No, he said a cluster. That's a cluster.
No,
two's not a cluster.
No.
Five's a cluster.
It fell off. It was in a little bunch. Uh-huh. It was maybe that big. It was hanging off like an ass tag. And it fell off.
I can't take it.
You gotta look.
Nobody put a dick near your ass.
No one put a dick near my ass. I'd put things
look
up my ass.
Look him in his eyes and say that.
Wow.
No one put a dick in my ass.
Oh, well, that makes it. Yeah, I believe it. Sure. A fucking comedian. You know you can trust.
Are you guys getting along?
Yeah.
Why is he fucking?
Because you hate me.
Standing there.
Well, I don't. You weren't very nice to me last time. No,
you weren't nice to me.
What do you measure?
After I got off the air.
You weren't nice to me on the air.
I didn't say anything mean to you on the air, did
yes,
I? What did I say?
No pulling.
What did I say?
No stretching.
At the beginning.
What did I say?
You were saying, I can't remember the exact words, but you pissed me off
Why
at the beginning.
Fair enough. I can be annoying.
He's
yeah.
All right, we're cool?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Where are you from?
Sydney.
Yeah, well, you'll be all right.
See, this is the thing, right, about Australians. Where
are you
from?
I fucking live in LA. I give a fuck about any of you.
I live in LA as well. I live in LA. But where are you?
We had to move here to make it, didn't we?
Oh, no, I'd already made it in other countries.
Have you?
Yeah. No, I'm more popular in the UK.
You kind of do sound English. You go there a little bit.
I lived there for 10 years.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Hang on. I think he's measuring.
Wow, they get along now. That's good. Jim, now you got to do Jason's show. He broadcasts from LA.
Yes. Fine.
I'm serious.
Well, he seems really pumped about it.
Well, I got it, you know.
Don't make a measure from his fucking nutsack.
Sam, what's going on over there?
One of the things being standoffish is a guy measuring
his... Stevie's putting the tape measure way deep into his pants.
Is it hard?
Now.
From the shafts?
Is it hard?
It's not.
Of course it's
not
the shaft.
I can tell you it's not more than 4 inches because I'm sitting on an angle where if it was 9, I could already see it from here.
It'd be hanging out everywhere.
Yes.
You'd fucking pull it out and just stick
Stevie,
it past
you'd be
the
proud
can.
Of it.
Is his pants
I'd
down
be
a little bit?
Swinging around like a fucking zoot suit.
If someone gives me a glove, I will massage it with my hand.
Use your fucking t-shirt.
No, I love this t-shirt.
Use the other one. Has anyone got a t-shirt?
Yeah, Stevie, what's up?
I'm very self-conscious right now, so... Well,
if you had a 9-inch dick, you wouldn't be...
Exactly, you'd be whipping that shit out.
I'd walking down the hall with a stopwatch.
You know what I mean? What time is it? Yeah. Hey, everybody, look what time it is. It's fucking 9-inch o'clock, motherfucker.
It's not
what are you doing tonight?
It's not even poking outside the jeans yet.
No. Like, it's looking like it's got a spine.
Sam, make sure... Whip it out?
Show us
We don't give a shit, Steve.
Show us your dick. Whatever you need to do.
Turn around and pull it
whatever
out.
Whatever you
fucking
need to do.
Fucking have a good old day with your all bullshit. Right. Oh, rubber gloves. Hang on, wait a minute.
Hold on, we got rubber gloves. Hold on, we got rubber gloves.
Do you want to hold the back of your elbow and we'll do that rowboat thing so it's not gay?
I'm putting the glove on for his benefit.
Jim Jeffries, you better, it will be the official measurer.
All right.
Put those gloves on. This is very clinical, Stevie.
Is your Red Bull can, champ?
He's just measuring.
Yeah, this is just measuring.
Nothing's...
I'm going to hold the can
Nothing's
next
being
to
no problem.
We're looking
Nothing's
forward to
being
it.
Now, at least show Jeffries.
No, I don't have it out.
Pull your fucking dick out.
All right, Jeffries.
I'm looking at I can see
Jeffries got a blue glove on. He's holding
I'll tell you
a Red Bull can.
Hold on.
Oh, come on!
looks like everyone can take their hundreds back.
I'm going to take my hundreds back.
What happened?
I didn't even know why you would pull it out if it was that small.
Jim, it literally didn't make the barcode.
it's not as big as the barcode on the fucking can.
Stevie, why would you lie?
Stevie, what are you doing, Stevie?
If you're going to lie, you say six or seven. People
it's
aren't
like
going
to
fucking call
now.
You
it's
on
like,
it.
It wants to go it in
was,
now.
It was soft.
It's a grower, not a show.
I'm
nine-inch cock.
I'm a grower, not a show as well, but mine's not 9 inches. Mine looks slightly bigger than that, and I get to maybe six at best, right? Now, you're lying.
Yeah. Which you've done before.
What you did there was a lie. Yeah.
You were caught lying.
And you're not supposed to pull it out when you say that.
If you're going to lie, say seven. Say seven and a half.
Not even.
You don't go 8, 10, 11.
Yeah. Or 9. Like...
Yeah, you're going into the monster category.
It literally...
You can't even use 9 correctly.
It was, yeah, it was the barcode.
It was the barcode on the Red Bull can.
So you're talking an inch and a half.
I'm talking 12 numbers.
A nose.
in a small font.
A large man's nose.
That's an inch. Your dick was an inch and a half long.
Yeah, because I'm not even...
Oh, my God!
Your cock wasn't big enough for the nutritional facts.
1 inch of rock hard boner. It's a hard on. That's not.
It's great
even
to be on the show. I tell you,
I was sitting there about. Sorry. Sorry. I've got pictures of my own cock on my phone as well, and that's the modern technology. That's what it's done. Is people are more slutty and sleazy now? Because I can get drunk and I go to some send me a picture of your finger up your ass, and they'll send it. But eventually, if you do enough of that. You'll get a girl who'll go, send you a picture of your cock. So I've got on my phone, I've got maybe 4 different pictures of my cock in different moods.
You got a wart snap?
No, I've only got ones on good angles. I haven't had a wart
for a while.
You're
hiding a wart?
I feel like
if I got warts in my ass, I'd take a photo of it.
No, well, why did you take a photo of that? That was about 8 years ago, the warts in the ass.
Yeah, they had cameras then.
Not in your camera, not on your phone, though.
You got to take a digital picture of the cluster of warts.
I was still on film 8 years ago.
Old school.
Yeah,
you were in England.
You couldn't go down to the fucking place going, yeah, there's a few holiday snaps here who I'm a bit sensitive about. When are you back at work?
Forgot about that.
Because that's what it is. Because remember that used to be the one picture of, like, you'd have your girlfriend sunbaking topless in Spain or something, and that would be the one. Now you've got like all the horrible. It's like so. Girls now get me to send a picture of my cock to them, and I'm drunk, and I just go cock send, right?
Yeah, of course.
Where in the old days you'd be like up in like a black room with the water,
developing your cock photo,
thinking.
Then you got to walk down to the fucking post office.
When the post office opens, that slut's gonna get it.
That's right.
Yeah,
in 3 days she's gonna get it.
She's
boy.
Gonna fucking get it. That slut.
Or later on, like back in the mid '90s, you were able to fax. A picture, but there was no detail in a faxing of your cock.
No, but that's what used to be so exciting about someone photocopying their ass.
Yeah.
You can't see inside the hole.
No, it just turned out as a...
Yeah, instead of getting a smush.
Had no dimension to it at all.
And dimension is really where it's at.
That is.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt if you get it hard, because you look really sad now.
I don't want to get hard. I'm very conscious.
All right, you might as well get hard, Stevie.
That's his look.
How about if I give you the picture of my cock to help you get hard? Because I think that might do it.
No, I'm not like that.
You got a lot to prove now. You might as well get hard.
You were looking at a picture of that woman, that beautiful woman.
He's saying it now.
Hold on.
Stevie is saying to Sam that Ellis is a douchebag.
What?
Not a half hour ago. A mere minute or two ago.
What happened?
Is it true, Sam?
Well, yeah, he was like kind of shaking his head going like this, and I said, good job. And then he whispered, Jason Ellis is a douchebag.
Why the fuck would you say that?
What did I have to do with that?
What is your problem?
I was stuck in gym telling you, he's put the coke, he put the can next to your dick. Yeah,
I was probably more a douchebag in that situation.
What's wrong with you?
Jason Ellis isn't responsible for your inch and a half long fucking puny dick.
He is blind, so when Jeffries was talking, he might have thought it was Jason Ellis. So
we do have a similar physique.
No.
Do you know who was looking at your dick?
To laugh so hard.
Yes. You know I haven't looked at your dick, right?
Yeah, I know.
Why is he a douchebag now?
I tell you, I'm always surprised about the guests who are on this show who haven't had sex, who have gnarly look, dog bitten up cocks. Like Bobo's cock's horrific looking.
Oh, that thing has been through the fucking mill. Yeah,
I'll tell you, you got a better cock than Bobo.
That's
nice. We'll give you that.
What about form and shape? Was it normal?
Better than Bobo's and every. I know it looked a little bit.
Sad.
It was a little bit sad. Sad. I have to see it erect because everyone's flaccid cock isn't a work of art.
It looked sad.
There's so many different sides to a flaccid cock.
I tell you what, it looks straight. It looked like you had a straight one. There was no kink in it.
Okay. You don't have a bend.
How's his balls?
I know. I didn't get to see his balls. He just poked it out. For
you better pull your pants down. We got to
check
the balls now.
I think he's got hairy
balls. And we
got to
check for a cluster of warts.
Just give us some fly's eyes. Just throw one ball out.
But wait a minute. You're a virgin. There's no way you have anything on there, right? Yeah. You have no sexually transmitted disease. You haven't had sex.
No.
You're in the clear. Yeah. Anybody in here never had a sexually transmitted disease?
I've only got the PVD or whatever.
Did you fucking ask?
I'm not going to say anything, but that's pretty gnarly.
Eighty percent of people have ass warts.
That's not true.
Have the HPV gene or whatever it is.
Yeah, but how many people have warts in their ass?
I only had it the once.
Yeah, but you're saying 80% of the people have
enough. 80% of people have that gene.
Has anyone had ass warts once?
No.
Me neither.
I've never had one on my finger.
I think to get an actual statistic, you need to ask more than three people.
The statistic people, there's no way it's 80%.
Also,
I reckon it's not 50. It's not 50-50.
No, but 80,
you're in a fucking 10% class of ass warts.
80% of people have the gene that could lead to ass warts.
Yeah, but why are they in the ass? Why do they grow in your ass?
I was doing things with my ass.
What?
Do you really put stuff in there?
Jason's done some crazy shit in his day.
I had suction from a black tranny.
Back in the day, I used to put
it. You have suction from a black tranny?
No, I've never.
In your face,
I've
Jeffy.
Never slept with a transvestite, no. Nor would I.
I didn't sleep with her. I had suction. Yeah. I wasn't making out with her. I was fucking 17. I cried afterwards, motherfucker.
It's
fucking ass rape in Amsterdam.
It's not the transsexual thing. It's the black thing I'm not into.
Yeah, actually.
He cried. God gave you ass warts, you racist cunt.
That's hilarious.
No, I did. You didn't know it was a tranny? Was it? Did it have
I went and got a hooker in Amsterdam. I used to get a lot of. I would just go from one to the other, and it was a black one. And I think it maybe I'd slept with only one other black girl before, and I was like, oh, cool. And then I went in there and gave her the money, and then she sort of turned me around and was jacking me off, and I was like, what? And then I'm like, oh, she's trying to finger me in the ass, and I'm like, I don't think that I'm going to be into that, and then it was like trying to get in my ass, and I was like, ah, like, I didn't agree to it, and I turned around, and it was a dick.
Oh my God.
It was a little dick. It was like a 4-inch black dick that she was trying to put in my ass, and I was like, oh, no, I can't, it's okay, I just gotta go, and I just left, and all my friends were there, like, hey, Alice, and I'm like, yeah, you know, Alice. You know what I mean? He's fucking the bitches in Amsterdam. And then I went and drank some beers.
And then cried.
I lived in Canada. I went back to Canada and told my girlfriend that I cheated on her with a hooker that tried to fuck me in the ass with her black dick. And when I explained the story, the emotions of actually knowing that a dick was forced into my ass. Because I had suction. It didn't go in. It went in enough for me to go, I don't like ass play.
It got right up against the sphincter.
Yeah.
Like, there was a pucker up?
Suction.
Yeah, there was enough, enough to bother you.
You could say I've been fucked in the ass by a black man.
It started opening up a little bit.
It started to open up a little. Yeah.
Wow.
I cried.
And he didn't get the wart clusters.
No warts.
I'd rather
a black dick than ass warts.
And I
see, he's gay.
Chance.
See, he's gay. Look at that. He had gay sex.
Who?
That counts as gay.
I've had more sex.
I tell you what, you may have a small dick, but you got huge balls.
What is wrong with you? You know what Jason can do to you?
I would never do anything to this guy. Except I do have a kendo stick if you want to test that out.
Yeah. No, look, here's what happened. I tried to be a nice guy, Hugh, and for no reason, you just started, stepping on me.
That's fucking bullshit, dude. I don't even know you. Look at your fucking stupid face. I'm trying to fucking be nice to you because you look like a stupid prick. And I fucking say, hey, man, how's it going? Oh, fucking blah, blah, tough guy over here. Like, what? Do I look like a tough guy to you, motherfucker? Am I in your face?
I'm kidding.
I was saying hello to you because you worked for Opie and Anthony.
That's not what I started with.
Shit about your fucking shoe because you don't take care of yourself. How can you be such a baby and so fat?
You don't know anything about life.
Eat a fucking salad for fuck's sake. Take a bottle of water in there.
He starts off having a conversation with backhanded compliments.
You started
with backhanded compliments?
No. That's not what he said.
That's a spinning back fist compliment.
And then he thinks I'm a retard, so he thinks I'm not gonna notice what he's saying.
No,
he thinks I'm an idiot.
You're a fucking witty guy with your stupid face, and you started to flick back, so I was like, alright, fuck you, see you in hell tomorrow. So here we are at the dog collar challenge, motherfucker.
What's the dog collar challenge?
Why do you gotta be like that? I was just trying to, you know, have a connection with you, and you gotta be a douche.
Fucking liar. Oh, you did not want to connect with me. You don't want to bond with me, you fucking asshole. You gotta win about it.
That's what guys do. They joke around.
You started, and I joked back. I'm not really gonna hit anybody. I'm just fucking with you.
You're very
kind. I was fucking with you very friendly like yesterday. I didn't say anything too bad.
Maybe it's friendly in Australia, but you know.
I live in America.
I've been in America longer than you, you little dick Nazi.
Holy shit, this guy.
A Nazi?
Yeah, you were racist to some black guy yesterday, too. Yeah.
What? No.
What was that about?
What?
Dude, spracking off to some black guy, calling him, I don't know what he was calling him, right after he got in my face. And I'm like, fuck this stupid face, little bitch.
Who's Stanley T?
What did you say about Stanley T?
Nothing. I was talking
about
him.
We don't accept racism in this studio.
I was calling him because he's a Phillies fan, so I was talking about the Phillies. And I was talking about Ryan Howard, and next thing you know, oh, wow, I'm a racist because, you know.
They all look alike, right? Yes. He said that.
That's not
what
I said.
He said you all look alike, Opie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you just blurt stupid shit out? But
no.
Were you sure that was the black guy he was speaking to? Because I get confused.
He's being very, very backhanded towards me, and he's just being very confrontational, and I don't appreciate it.
Which one's that, the black guy that all looks alike or me? Yeah.
No, you!
Yeah. I was doing that.
Stevie, show Jason Ellis your moves. They're pretty terrific.
No, I don't want
to. Remember when you went after Sam?
I don't want
to
fight.
We were all really scared.
No,
Sam, would you allow him to spar with you?
He doesn't want to hurt somebody.
Watch this, Jason. This is what you're gonna deal with.
Looks like he's gonna snap.
This is what you're gonna deal with.
You might want to take it easy.
This is what you're gonna deal with. Sam is poking out.
This is the reason people show up to work with a gun and shoot everyone.
Oh my God, what the hell was
that?
That
was an unbelievable.
This looks like a retard schoolyard fight.
Sam, stop.
See.
Oh shit! He's punching Sam now. Holy shit!
Oh my God!
He just punched Sam
in the face.
Oh my God!
He just belted Sam in the side of the head.
That looked like two retards fighting over a retainer.
Wow! Sam, Stevie's got moves.
Sam, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, that's what happens when you spar with a warrior.
Neck punch.
What are you talking him up you like look a wrestler?
You look a little bit shocked there, though. He hit you in the face.
I mean, he punched me in the back of the neck, in the forehead. He's just a tough guy.
Let me see.
Your forehead's
your
a bit red right now. Yeah,
he got you. He nailed you.
He got you pretty good.
Did he get
good.
You in the cheek there as well? No.
Back of the neck punch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a back of the neck.
Now's
punch.
The time. If you clock him right now.
See, I'm sorry, but, you know.
That was like fucking.
Oh, yeah.
That was like MMA, Mongoloid martial arts.
So we're doing some shock collar shit today.
Yeah, I just thought about putting a bunch of shock collars in a bucket, and then, you know, I mean, everyone has shock collars on, and then you pull out the remote and you press the button and it electrocutes somebody. Maybe it's yourself. And the
you don't know who's getting it.
Yeah.
That's like Russian roulette. That's
nice. Shock collar roulette. Right. Yeah.
I'll do that, but I can't have mine on because my liver's enlarged. So
what?
I'll have to be exempt. No, let's do that.
You don't want to play?
I want to play, yeah. Come
you
on,
you have to have it on.
Yeah, I'll fucking do it, yeah.
Have you been shocked before?
I've got a weak heart. Is that going to... No, I
have a weak heart.
No, I don't. I'll do it. Right. Is it as bad as like when you play one of those games and you're holding your hand? It's going to be worse than that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we put it on your neck and the prongs are in the back of your spine.
Would it be worse than a taser?
Nah, tasers are way worse. But when it goes off, it goes down your spine a little bit. It's funky.
Let's try it.
Let's just do it.
I need to gig tonight. Can I? There won't be any recurring problems.
No. I had a fight. I did three rounds with the dog collar on, and the fans were in charge of the remote. And of course, I gave it to this guy, this little Wade guy who's like in a wheelchair kind of thing. And he's like, "I love you, Ellis." You know, I'm like, "Hey, man, I love you. He's a good guy. I'll take your control. I'll go easy on you." Little fuck turns it up to 10 and just starts zapping me every fucking 2 seconds entire fight.
Let's have some fucking rules on this.
It's going to 6. Yeah, it's going to be on 6.
Yeah, no one having on it 6. Up high. Everyone play fair and you're not like doing it so
it's on 6 and they're in a box.
And it is random.
It's random, yeah.
And you could have yourself.
Yeah,
you could have yourself.
And when you get yourself, that's it's not a point. So if you keep getting yourself, you will be the loser, and then the loser...
You're going to play, right?
No, I can't play.
Fuck that.
Oh, no, this is me and him.
You're representing the show over here.
No, fuck that.
Come on.
No, I thought you guys were doing it
fuck
as well.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
No, I can't
come
play.
On, Jim
my,
Jeffries.
My cardiologist said I can't play this.
if Anthony does it, I'll do it.
No, I can't.
I thought you... What do you mean you can't?
I swear, my cardiologist said I probably shouldn't
Yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
Because your cardiologist...
You told your cardiologist you were doing a dog color stunt today?
Well,
look
he,
fucking
he
Jason
it
puts
up
his on
once.
Like a champ. Where's yeah,
E-Rock? Just so you know, I fucking hate these things. I don't hate being electric.
Where's
I'd
E-Rock?
Rather be bitten by a snake.
Get the fuck...
No, I can't do this.
Where's E-Rock?
Fucking pussy.
I am. I'm really going to say I'm a pussy.
How about you try it on one to see what it looks like?
I thought you were going to do it as well. I was tough if everyone else was tough. If you're fags, I'm a fag.
You're going to back out to a guy who has a 2-inch dick.
I'm shitting blood and I've got an enlarged liver. And anal warts. So let's not forget the anal warts.
You put them on your anal warts. They might not come back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Come here, I'll put your one on.
E-Rock.
Is Stevie doing it?
No, he can't do it.
No, Stevie can't do it.
Stevie's not allowed to do it.
He's not allowed to do it?
He's not allowed.
You can't do shit with interns anymore.
Yeah.
There's no reason I have interns.
Wait,
let me get my guy in here. Let me get my guy in here.
E-Rock's going to
do it. Hang on, I don't get paid on this show either. Right.
It's not that bad. It just looks bad.
Plugs.
E-Rock, put one on.
Hey, Jim, I don't fucking like this shit. I didn't come. I came in here. I had a whole bunch of other better ideas, but
they wouldn't let us do half the ideas.
They would only let me electrocute myself on the show.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot, New York. I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, I don't get to fuck anybody in the head with a massive
do
dick.
Yeah.
E-Rock's in.
E-Rock will do it. What about Sam? Where's Sam?
I've got my
bring your guys in.
I've got my co-host. He's never been electrocuted.
You'll feel it and be like, oh, that
get
was
get Raw Dog in here. He'll do it.
Okay, I can take it off at any time?
No.
What do you mean?
The fuck is that? Play the game, no, motherfucker. It stays on until the game is over.
That's fucking Raw Dog.
This is Raw Dog.
Hey, I know you.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I know you're listening to the show.
Microphone. Why don't you fuck off over there?
Go over to your Stevie's.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey. Raw Dog is he's my co-host. And he's a true competitor. He's
a trooper.
He's told us stories. He's revealed because you know on my show because we're desperate for attention. So we tell everybody everything we've ever done. As I just told you, fucked in the ass by a black man.
Yes.
He fingers himself in the ass on a regular basis.
Purely a hygienic thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're in the shower, you've got to like. Get
oh yeah,
that
we're
area
all
clean.
Fingering each other in the fucking shower, dude. Keep explaining.
Now Jimmy Norton has said he does this.
Well,
too.
No, he cleans his ass and he needs to get in there a little bit.
He does some soap on his finger and wraps around.
Yeah, he likes to make sure the ass is nice and clean.
I take a washcloth and give it a good once over, but.
It doesn't sound that bad when you say it.
Right.
But
right.
For some reason, when Raw Dog fucks himself in the morning, it sounds weird to me.
It's going way up there or anything.
No, see,
man.
It's not going way up there.
Yeah.
Does it make you cum?
Oh, he's it.
No. You're tipping it?
I'm tipping it. You're just the very edge.
But it's an in-out thing, though.
Why are you doing that?
Because that area's got to be clean. Otherwise, you're really uncomfortable throughout the day.
What about this technique? I told him that he was, you know, when he confessed that he was fucking himself, everybody got weird about it. So then for a couple of months, he used the grabbing both the ass cheeks and pulling them apart and bending over and getting the shower head to squirt in there to clean the whole.
Ah, wow.
I'm like, dude, just fuck yourself.
Yeah, his logic.
Yeah, that was probably a worse technique.
Your logic doesn't make sense. What if you take a dump at work? You're going in the bathroom and
but then you got toilet paper and stuff.
So you fucking finger in your ass at work, too? No.
Do you take the toilet
you
paper?
You finger yourself at work?
No.
He just said it.
No,
he says there's toilet paper.
But you're wrapping toilet paper around your fingers and shoving it in your ass?
You're getting in there.
Dude, hell no, dude. No, it's just you don't have toilet paper in the shower. Okay. You have it when you go to the bathroom, though. It's totally different.
No, you're going in a little bit.
Don't you just have the moistened wipe things at home?
Do you ever
get
the skid mark on the towel?
He's got better.
When you've washed yourself, like you got, like you haven't had a shit lately, but you had like a shit like 4 hours ago.
Yeah,
and you're
that's
thinking,
a little weird.
I just didn't wipe up good 4 hours ago, and now I'm seeing.
It's on the towel.
It's on the towel?
I'm not staying in your house ever.
Goddamn.
No, it's not often.
You think they're monogrammed?
I don't
want
to fucking take a shower at your house. And use your shit towel to fucking dry off.
Get yourself some ass warts.
Right.
All right, who's that? Where's that? Where's
you know what I like about that, Obi? Because you're always asking about staying over.
Really? Put your collar on, shit.
No,
back.
I'm joking.
Oh, awesome.
when are you gonna stay at my place?
Yeah, I'll stay over your place next time I'm in LA.
Champ, why don't you clip yourself on this?
I'll see someone else play the game first.
I've never put this on before.
Here, come here.
It's just Jason.
Why are you putting your wrist out?
You look like a tough guy. I don't have a paint. You showed a purple picture of your car.
Yeah, that's a tough guy fucking
I like
picture.
Dirt bikes and stuff. I'm not a tough guy.
You're a tough guy. He's done some MMA.
You took a cock in your ass. That's the toughest thing anyone can do.
That is tough. You know, I'm gonna retract my last statement. You're right. I am a badass. That shit. Because now, if he fucked me in the ass now, I don't even think I'd cry.
Oh, he's hiding?
Who's hiding?
Fucking Sam's hiding? That's bullshit.
Are you kidding me? He's hiding?
There's only three remotes.
Yeah, there's only three dog collars.
Oh, okay.
Right. Microchip technology.
Right, hold on.
Why don't you give them to us three and we'll press them?
No, because that's
six. So guitar button will test it.
Relax.
Six.
Setting
Let's
go six.
Five right now, just to make sure everybody right. can hear.
Sam, you in?
Yeah.
Sam's not in.
We're all on five.
All right, they're on five.
Put it on.
No, he's got it. There's three. They're all.
Jim Jeffries got to put it on.
No, I'm not putting it on. I was up for when you guys were all doing it.
It doesn't make any difference if to hold hands, motherfucker. Just join the gang. Right. Come on, it's okay. It's a radio bit.
No.
YouTube sensation for a fucking
on five.
Twitter account.
You two are friends.
I don't like him.
I need a test person first.
It's only on five.
All right. It's on five. Everybody's on five.
Yeah, but you two know each other. There could be some.
He's never been electrocuted. Before and he is a he can't ride a bicycle.
I can't ride a bicycle.
You lie.
I can ride a bicycle. Yeah. I'm rather good at it.
Put this shit on your fucking neck and you put That's this shit on.
No,
I do it to the back of your neck.
It's on your spine. It's not that big of a deal.
No, he'll
it really
do it.
Is not that big of a deal. Look, I'll fucking.
I don't. I'm not being bullied into it. I've already touched a cock with rubber gloves on today. I've fucking.
All right, well, Iraq will do it to start, Jason.
Look at Iraq and see if it's that bad. And
if I see
it, because
I need a test person from people I know.
Uh-huh.
Ow! Damn it!
Asshole! All right,
oh, you found one?
Yeah, this one.
Oh, God, make me nervous. Come on, motherfucker!
Yeah, try this one. I think it's on.
All right.
We got one
going. Hold on, we got E-Rock putting his collar on.
This is something they do in Jackass, and you'd go, oh, terrific, I can't. Like, I've vomited on this show before, and people think it's...
I just love how nervous he is.
He is shaking.
He is shaking. Now, Jason.
Stop testing, boy! You already tested it.
He was just testing it.
No, I don't want to do that.
He's
spasmed up. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but it's not painful. It just looks like it, because it touches the nervous system.
We haven't seen you do it yet.
Oh, yeah, he's been there. What happened, Iraq? What did that feel like?
You know when you're not ready for a shot from the doctor? Like, you don't know, and they just go, boom, and pop it in?
Yeah, is that it?
Right into, the nerve.
No, I'm not.
Jason just nailed himself.
I'm not doing that.
Come on. Fucking team player. It's like you don't give a shit about the fucking show. How bad could that be?
I've given up drinking.
It makes it better. It makes it better if you don't want to do it.
And with things...
You need a guy in the game who doesn't want to play it. You're the guy. You have voted yourself in.
He doesn't want to do it.
He can't. It's medical.
Fuck off.
He's too rich.
My cardiologist.
Yeah, we're too rich to play.
I could die.
Jim, you're not rich
enough.
Dude,
I've lost at boxing matches to three girls, and I'm doing it.
Wow. I would have kept that to myself.
I'll
tell you something about me.
I wouldn't have had
a boxing match with three girls either.
No, one at a time.
Oh, wow. He lost to them individually. He's actually fighting. He's fighting my wife on November 6th.
All right, I can't do it. No, I'm going
to
vomit.
You have to do it. I love that you don't want to do it. That's the guy we want. The guy you don't want to do.
That is the guy you want.
Put it on.
The guy that really doesn't kind of want to do it.
It's not dangerous for your health.
All right, I want to see the levels.
They're all on five. You fucking pussy.
Just let me see it. Let me see it.
Five, five, five,
five, five, five. All right. Okay. Don't.
He's like, don't change it.
Hands off it.
All right, put the collar on. Jim Jeffries is putting it on.
Vaginal, just click it on, man.
Just clicking it on the back of his
neck. You want some lube to get it on there or what?
Contact.
No, that'll make it, that wetness will make it
You
worse.
Can do it. Oh, he knows about it, huh?
Contact.
If you start sweating, it makes it worse too, just so you know.
No, this is fucking Green Mile shit.
You're not on the mic, dude.
This is the Green Mile shit.
Green Mile shit.
Look, you wanted to do something else besides drink. This is perfect.
This is a really good.
Remember, we said you needed a hobby.
You might like it.
This is
good. Do you really want to quit drinking?
Yeah, he's a month in so far, Jason.
Yeah, well, that's how I did it. I quit drinking and became what is it called? The masochist.
Oh yeah. what was that? A masochist?
I love that. This is the guy we want to win. This is
yeah.
My next two fat.
I'll adjust.
You can adjust it.
Yeah, no, I figured that out.
It's adjustable.
Yeah. All right.
So the name of the game is we're gonna put it in the bucket. You're gonna go around each other and you grab a controller. You press it. Every time you press it, if you electrocute somebody, that's a point for you. So when you get to seven, you're out. But if you pull it out and you keep electrocuting yourself, you got no points.
No.
So you're the loser.
I'll tell you when I'm out, when I take the fucking thing off my neck.
You can't.
No, I can.
Okay, you can. If you take it off,
people
then it's...
People play that soggy biscuit game. They go, everyone has to masturbate. And if you're the last person to come, you got to eat the biscuit. No.
There has to be a penalty
with
for
fucking things.
If he takes it off, he has to play karaoke, kendo stick karaoke.
Oh,
no,
shit.
No, I don't have to do anything.
You do.
I don't have to do anything.
It's a radio, but you can't pull out. You're not that fucking big. Yeah, you can't just pull out halfway through.
You've got
to commit to it.
No, I don't have to commit.
Commit to the game. You're going to put this on Twitter, right, Obi?
Oh, fuck yeah. This
well,
is
then
be a
fucking
good video.
Commit to his Twitter, or why don't you?
This will be a good video, Jim Jeffries.
You've done this before.
And look, he's still here.
It was terrible. I just wanted to fuck someone's head with a big dick. That was my bit. I was like, dude, Obi's going to love this one. Because the head bounces off the wall and shit while your dude's singing. They won't let me do that.
Your friend...
Wait, what happened? You were putting on the collar and now you're not putting the collar
on. No, I'm not doing it to seven. First to seven.
It's on five.
Let's do a best of three or something.
Seven is pretty sick.
But you might not have...
Only Jason Ellison would go to seven. When three would be good enough for everybody involved.
If it's not up to seven, it's not really fair.
Can I say something to Jim Jeffries here?
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, you might not ever get one shot.
You probably won't.
It's all the odds. It's the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Yep. That's good. That's good. Very
the
good.
The odds are against me because I'm the host and I have.
Yeah, but you look tough. Your friend has
a bunch of pictures on my arm. It means nothing.
Mind me saying a terrorist look to you?
Like, I'm Jewish, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, different strokes. Yeah. But I mean, I
I'm not going to argue with you.
Wow.
What do you think, Jim Jeffries?
He's a little dude. His sister
beat him. You
know
what the fucked up thing is? If Jim Jeffries was drunk. He would be give me the fucking cola.
He would go right to 10, Jason.
I
would have strapped it into my ass. Yeah. And
no. Sober, and then we'd sober Jim Jeffries sucks. Sober Jeffries sucks.
I'll show you what sober Jeffries does. I'm like fucking Marty McFly when you say the word chicken.
Here we go.
Fucking sober Jeffries. Boom.
Chuck it on.
All right, Jeffries is putting the collar on.
Just put it on.
Here we go.
Hang on.
Putting the collar on.
Put these in the bucket.
Right around the back of his neck.
Hang on. What is the purpose of these? Are these for dogs?
Yeah.
They're called dog collars because they're for fucking jacking off.
Oh my God. He's panicking. He keeps putting it on and then taking it off again.
Put it on.
Just put it on.
How bad was it?
Not that bad.
Oh, fuck off. You twitched.
He was surprised. Yeah, that's what it was. It
he's
was
able
more
to take pictures,
pain,
though.
Right?
Yeah, it was so horrible.
Anticipation.
And now kendo he's stick karaoke is up
what's
next.
That? What's
yeah,
that?
I want to know what kendo stick karaoke
it's where
is.
Where you sing a song like
beat?
Karaoke, and then we hit you with the kendo stick at the same time. It's
as
good
you're
audio.
Singing.
Yeah, just singing.
I bet the sound, like, as you're trying to hold a note and you get smacked with the kendo stick.
Yeah. That's yeah, sound good. All of a sudden, there's a lot of owls and shit in the lyrics.
How bad was it?
I love how he won't let me put it on him. Like, I've got some fucking... There's a knife inside it. Just let me do it, dude. Come here.
No, because I was mean to you on the radio. Now
that would be cool.
I don't give a fuck if
the spikes just shot out into his fucking spinal column.
It's going to be tight. Put it on.
Don't touch me.
Put the fucking thing on. We don't have a day.
Yeah, you're
doing
me, and I'm not
going to
do it at all.
Put it on.
Each other.
We're running out of time.
No.
Dude, you're... Get Jeffries a beer.
You're so close to having it on.
You're so close. What happened there?
Yelling at me and I don't like it.
We're so close.
I find that more
on.
Shocking than what the dog necklace is going
really?
To do.
The dog necklace.
Dude, don't ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with you, Jeffries?
I just think that these two are in cahoots and they haven't got the thing on
properly. I hate that guy.
No, there is.
He tortures me constantly.
I don't think there's any
let
cahoots.
Let me have a look at your one. Turn around.
I don't think there's any cahoots. I think this is legit.
All right, Jeffries is attempting to put the collar on again.
I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to yell. Good luck to you.
There's no cahoots.
Jason, shut the fuck up. You're going to blow it again.
Wow, you're shaking.
Can I plug my fights?
Yeah, hit it.
While he's being
really blind. You're nervous yes. about it?
If you go to Ticketmaster.com, you can get tickets to Ellis Mania 6 in LA at the Palladium.
Very good.
Where my wife will beat up Raw Dog, and I will fight Shane Carwin.
No.
With my band against Shane Carwin. Four people against Shane Carwin. And also, I'll be fighting another band. We Outspoken, all four of them, I'll be fighting at the same time in a boxing fight.
Jesus Christ.
It's not even close.
And four people will be blindfolded with these dog collars on, fighting each other in the ring at the same time.
I hear nothing but good things about your Ellis Mania shit.
You're not going to come out.
I want to. November 6th, right?
November 6th.
Just wondering.
Might just have to fly out there.
Jim Jeffries is having Ticketmaster an anxiety attack.
Jeffries, go to that mic over there. I'm going to change mic.
Man, he is sweating like it's Armageddon.
Anxiety attack.
Man,
the object is.
Hold on.
Let me film this properly.
It's almost good that he doesn't get electrocuted because you think it's way worse than what it is. I
hope he doesn't.
He's fucking gone white. His face is white.
Really
Jason, explain this for everybody.
It's dog collar roulette. All you do is you take one of the remotes out of the bucket.
Right, no holding onto the thing.
And you press it one time, and whoever electrocutes, if it electrocutes other people, that's 1 point to you. If it electrocutes yourself, zero. First one to seven wins. The loser is Kendo Stick Karaoke.
This is it. Not first to seven.
Five.
First to three.
It can't be three. You might not get shot.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Five. It's my game. Five.
I agree to three or I'm not doing it.
All right, shut up because he's going to take the collar off.
Three. It might be.
It took us an hour to get the collar on Jim Jeffries.
Because after one shock, if he even gets shot, he'll be like, all right, I'll go to seven.
All right, so who's
holding the bucket?
E-Rock, hold the bucket.
You're good at holding the bucket.
Let's give it to fucking Pussy Boots over here. Let him start.
All right, you could start. Pick one out. How does it work? He just picks the button.
The bottom button. Give it a go, mate. Give it a go.
Wait.
He's scared. He is nervous right now. Come on. It's 3-1 odds. 3-1.
Ah!
you got Jason.
Mine's on too tight.
You got Jason. You
put
just
it in
know
the box,
Jason.
You fucking shit.
One point
for Jim Jeffries.
1 point for Jeffries.
All right, now we. All
right. I tapped that.
Jason's going into the bucket to get a remote.
Oh, no!
What about to me?
And Jim Jeffries still unscathed.
All right.
Unscathed.
Raw Dog, get him.
Raw Dog got it. Here goes.
Yeah! There you go!
Oh, Jeffries got nailed! Oh, shit.
Jim, how was that?
It's horrible.
Let's go up to seven
right,
on the remote.
No,
on the remote, just turn the dial up.
No. That was plenty bad enough.
Hold on. All right, here he goes.
Can it work?
No, press it again.
He shot himself. Jim Jeffries helped himself. Holy shit. All right, Jason's
the ones
taking the remote out.
Right,
Jason hits the button. Raw Dog just got nailed again.
I got two.
Yeah.
All right,
Raw Dog's got the button.
Do not shock me. Come on.
All right, here he goes. Ellis got nailed.
So this is the decider.
What?
No, you're down because you shocked yourself.
You shocked yourself.
Yeah, you're in the loser's bracket so far.
Come on, you gotta get somebody
good
else.
Luck, good
Don't
luck.
Get yourself.
Good luck, seriously. No, that's it. Press it, you fucking cheat.
I remember that. That's my one because the bit of thing that.
Press it!
You sure the other ones have that?
Better press it. Don't cheat.
Raw Dog got nailed.
Jeffries is back up. So what do we got here? Yeah. You're still down. What am I? This is for me
Jason's
to get out.
Got, yeah, this is it. Jason's got the button. So who's getting? Anyone anything. Getting shocked?
Let's check the remote. Check the remote. Press it on.
Everything on.
It's beeping.
Okay. Let's see yours.
Make sure everybody's is on.
See you. Please, that's you. That means that's me! I know for a fact you're about to hit me!
You know!
Do it again. We've turned them off.
Oh, you turned it off?
Come on. Fucking shit things.
They're readjusting.
These are high tech.
Readjusting all right, the.
the things to turn them back on.
One,
there they go.
Two. Okay, they're on.
All right.
Ah! Oh, that was too long, that one.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Holy shit.
Talking shit at me when I get off the air, you fucking asshole.
Jim Jefferies just got fucking nailed for an extended
that was unnecessary.
Shock.
No, so you gotta play by the rules. That was unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Jason's out. This is
this
for
whole
me.
Thing is I'm unnecessary.
Out. Hang on, you fuck. Matt.
This isn't doing it.
Yeah, that's his side.
That
the
must be his then.
Keep it on. Wait a minute. The loser.
No, I know.
It's
he
the wrong
won.
One. Two remotes left. Take
There's
a
There's only two remotes left. Here it is.
Zap yourselves.
No?
I don't know why you guys are such idiots. Well, this one's not even on, you dumbasses.
No, you don't have to press it again. You're out of the game. No, you can't.
We're just testing.
No, I can see defeat.
Man, you are such a vaginal guy.
Jim's conceding defeat.
How was that, Jim?
Holy shit, it was horrible.
I got done over in the last one. He pressed it twice. So that's not. Yeah, I'm done.
All right, kendo stick karaoke.
All right.
Oh, God.
Good game, brother.
I played
good game, brother.
Thanks, man. I tried. I feel like if this contestants are a little more. He's a little bit.
I played it.
You're a little glamorized.
He did.
You're not used to being part of the game.
I could have not played at all.
But you did play a little bit.
Was
girly.
It a shock? Was it a burn? Was it a pinch? What did it feel like?
It was. No, it's like a shock.
Shock, yeah.
Shock,
how
yes.
far down your spine did it go?
No, a couple of vertebrae.
Yeah.
A few bones.
Not that bad.
No. Only sort of to the in between your shoulder blades.
You got to get it up to 10 to really enjoy yourself.
Will Raw Dog take a 10?
Crazy.
Yeah, he'll take a 10.
Raw Dog will take.
You can't volunteer me for shit.
What?
Oh, shit.
I totally can, actually.
I thought you said you would do anything for Jason
Ellis'
show.
Yeah,
see, this is the thing, though.
Let's do a 10 together.
There's not the nuances of comedy here.
Let's put him on.
See, this is why I talk shit off here. It's bullying radio. You can't just...
bullying
you
radio.
You can't just fucking shock people and call me a fag. It's not fair.
Never called you a fag.
I want to see what 10
looks
like.
Oh, look at the
like.
Back of Jason's neck.
Yeah,
it's really red.
He had that thing tight.
No, that's just the part of Australia he's from.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's a redneck in Beverly Hills?
Oh, shit.
Come on.
That's your comedy routine I'm looking out for you. Where you live?
Jason, what are you doing
we don't
now?
Wait.
I'm pressing two at the same time.
You're not going to throw your cock out about who has more money. Are you
I
serious?
Don't even have any money. I was just being a dick.
All right.
Okay, you got to go 1, 2, 3 because I got 1, 2.
All right, ready?
So what's that?
Oh, hang on. They're not on 10.
Right, okay, I'll do one.
That's okay, team player. Yeah, we're going to go to 10 by ourselves if that's okay with you.
That's
fucking hell.
All remotes
I thought we'd made
10.
Up and done friends. I played his game, and now I'm still in trouble.
Go to 10. Go.
Damn it. These aren't working.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Jason Ellis just hit the fucking floor.
Damn.
Wow.
What the fuck?
How come Raw Dogs isn't working?
I don't know, man.
Wait, Jason's still fucked up.
Wow, that really fucking shocks you.
That one sucks.
Wow, that put him right down on the floor.
What happened to Raw Dog?
Luck of the draw.
Kendo stick karaoke? Do we have time or is it too late?
Yeah, we can do that.
What song do you want to sing, Jim?
I'm not singing.
Right. Let's just take a shot.
I don't want to be hit with sticks.
Just take a shot.
He says it so matter-of-factly. I don't want to be hit with sticks.
Yeah, it's just because you say I should do something doesn't make it so.
It's a fair enough argument. I get it.
Fuck
holy
that.
Shit. I get wow, it. You're not used to it.
I still feel flush.
Do you?
I still feel warm in the cheeks from
it's
it.
Yeah, coffee,
well, you were very nervous.
Yeah, also, it's that's the most anxious. Physical activity I've done in months.
Fuck that.
That kendo stick's got to fucking, like, hurt.
Yeah.
I had not
just kendo sticks. Sticks.
Sticks.
Just any stick.
Just any stick.
Any wooden long object that you hit someone with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but these are made to not really hurt you.
They are. They're actually,
you can't die.
Yeah, I know about, like. The way they're set
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
I played this game with Forrest Griffin on my show.
You're saying these aren't made to hurt you. You can't die. I go down to some terminally ill people and give that little theory a go.
And it makes a good sound.
Or a child or something. You don't know how weak I am.
I could probably smack the warts off you with it. That's about it.
I'm sure you could, but you're not going to.
On the back of the calf, that's all it is.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm not doing it.
That would hurt, right?
Do you know why?
I don't know why I'm directed at trying to play the game with you. You're such a not into the game guy.
I like walking.
Yeah. You can walk after it.
We're not allowed to. We're not allowed to hit anybody with the kendo stick.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
What kind of fucking shit goes on that we can't hit somebody?
This is what I talked to Jason Ellis about. Enjoy your time, brother, because they'll come after you next.
Yeah.
Well,
Gary's in the other room.
Who's Gary?
A guy you don't want to know.
Kendo stick Gary.
He's like the let's make sure nothing fun happens.
What about if you guys hit me with the kendo stick? That's okay, right?
I wouldn't hit you.
I wouldn't hit you with a kendo stick. I'm a pacifist.
You know what? I think Stevie should hit you with a stick.
Yeah, because
Stevie,
you're all offended by me.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Ellis is a martial artist.
You know
take a little hit.
Stevie picked up the stick and almost looked like he was going to eat it.
It's a little hit. Don't fucking have a conniption.
All right.
Where are you hitting him?
Wherever you want, dude. All right.
Go across the stomach. Go across the abs.
Just don't fucking be retard strength with it first. Give just a feeling.
You gotta like try to hit
Hang
me.
Hang on,
I
could get an eye out here, sitting where I am.
Like you use it like a baseball bat, like an eye.
Right. Go for his right ab. He got a bad hit there yesterday.
Hey, go ahead. All right, now it's Jason's turn on you.
The way you recoiled then after you hit him was one of the gayest things I've ever seen a man do.
That didn't hurt, Jason.
Yeah, it did.
Can we see if there's a welt?
He actually got me in the bit
where I landed on my dirt bike the other day.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hopefully your cock turns purple again.
Yeah. He got me in the hematoma.
What the fuck?
Wow.
It's not that bad, but it sounds way better when you try to sing a song.
Aren't those things meant to like make a lot of noise?
You're supposed to do it like to torture each other for fun.
Yeah.
Is on the back of the calves. It fucking hurts like a bitch on the back of the calves,
isn't
but it
like
doesn't
a
stop you from
prison
living.
Torture or something.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I did it with you. Who Forrest Griffin is?
Yeah,
obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
That guy was, as soon as I pulled this out, he was like, let's go. And we went out into the green room because we couldn't get enough of a wind-up in the studio. So I'm like, I'll hit you, and then we'll reciprocate, blah, blah, blah. So I hit him kind of hard, and then we do it again. And then the third time, I fucking went into him. You know what I mean? Like, I went down on his leg. I was like, bam! And I looked him in the face, because his thing was to do exactly what I did. It doesn't hurt. So he just looked at me and went, okay, then. So then right there, I was like, fuck, I always know when those killer people do that. When people who are, because I can kind of fight, like compared to him and Jim or whatever, I could kill you guys.
He said I couldn't fight.
But you're normal people in the fighting world. I am Steve.
Right,
To Forrest Griffin,
to
I'm
Forrest,
Steve.
You're Steve.
Yeah.
You're a little Stevie.
And Steve is hitting me and staring him down going, did that fucking hurt, shitbag?
Oh, no.
So Forrest goes, because they all do it. Chuck Liddell's, they all do the same thing. They go, oh, yeah, okay, sounds good. And then I know, because they go cold. They've got a dark face. It's like something that happens when you're being stabbed in the neck and somebody's fucking you, and you're saying no, and you're trying to fucking get their fucking mask to come off so you can identify them when you wake up in hospital.
Their soul goes away.
It's that fucking face.
Soul drains right out of them.
Man, I always have to drag that face out of these fucking tough guys.
So what ended up happening?
Wait, dude, he cranked it from above, from above up here.
Holy shit.
And went down. It was a downwards chop. Onto the back of the car, but it missed one and just got the other one on the end, and I had like a fucking. Goes in. It's not like it doesn't. Because if you get punched in the face or you get kicked and kneed, you feel it later. This one's it's a sting that goes into your bone. Have you ever fucking hit your ass running? You know, I don't skate or anything, but sometimes I fall skating. Not anymore because I'm washed up, but my ass will hit. One cheek will hit, and the other cheek will keep going because you go so fast. When your foot comes off, one stays, and the other one fucking goes like 3 feet, and the other one's firmly planted into the fucking cement. So it's just a fucking rant. And you fuck the sky and clear, you know, put your fucking tailbone inside your own ass and pull the fucking. It's the inside pain. It's like an inside sting.
Deep inside your pelvis.
Like I snapped my tailbone off one time. That was the.
I hear that is like the worst fucking.
It's the
pain,
fucking
man.
Most amazing Because the hospital can't do anything about it. I had the x-ray. The only thing it did was get me laid a little bit. I had an x-ray of my... Because my tailbone snapped off, so there's like a gap. And then my little fucking tail floating by itself.
For sure.
And I had the x-ray, and I put it in my bathroom through the... I took the ceiling lights out, and I had that there. So I would show chicks. I'd take them back to my house. Like, see that? That's my tailbone. I don't have a tailbone. It's floating. Just floating in there. You can touch it. You can move it around. It's no big deal.
That got you laid a little bit?
Probably
yeah, well,
see the
I was fucking whores, dude.
Ah, right.
I'm looking for a long-term relationship, a professional skateboarder over here.
I think
I love you.
I always think if they come back to your house and you get them into the bathroom, they're going to fuck you anyway. I got to be honest, the x-ray is probably not the clincher.
Mine was, maybe I had it before I knew it. But my thing was the barbecue. I would say, let's go for a barbecue.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, can you jack me off in my bathroom, it was barbecue first.
My thing was always rape.
that work out.
You had that on your wall or something?
That was my closer.
Holy shit.
Right the fuck out.
Unbelievable, man.
Just so you know, you all guys, Australians are not the same.
Fucking hardcore, man.
They've always said yes.
You getting hit with 10 on that's the shock collar.
Yeah, well, dude, we've got him on 10 right, in that boxing fight.
Right the fuck down.
And that's the word. Because in the boxing fight, after the first 5 minutes, you can't feel the shock collar anymore. It only, because it's on your spine, it just makes your legs give out for just a second. It's not really that painful. You just fall to your knees. So every time I was in that fight blindfolded, I would finally get somebody, because you can't tell until somebody touches elbows. As soon as your elbow bumps into someone else, it's the fucking haymaker of doom. That's all you got to do.
Windmilling at him, right?
Yeah, we did blind boxing years ago. It's insane.
With real blind people.
With real blind people. One guy popped his eyes out for the fight.
What?
Just to prove he was blind.
Oh, okay. He took him out before the fight.
Yeah.
They were glass eyes, right?
Yeah, he goes, no, I'm blind. I'll prove it to you.
He wasn't just a guy with vision who really wanted to be on the show.
Well, you never know.
It is a big show, but
you never know. I mean, you know. But the one guy got fucked up bad. Fucking spleen. Yeah, broken ribs.
He didn't see it.
See, I got...
Because you don't know when the punch is coming, so you don't protect yourself.
See, it's different. The way I organize Alice Mania is there's usually one fight on the card where somebody could get knocked out, but I don't let people fight each other that are over 200 pounds that don't know how to fight. It's always these.
He rocks out.
If you're blindfolded and you're being electrocuted, you tense up. So you fight all tense.
Right.
And I mean, there's never really a chance to really open up. And in our one, usually they're professional fighters in the dog collar fight now, because it did get a little...
So what is the dog collar fight exactly?
It's four dudes with dog collars on, yeah. And they're blindfolded. They've got headgear on and 16-ounce gloves. Right. And when the bell goes...
Headgear on. That's a bit faggy of them, isn't it?
Right. Hey? Yeah, you're a pretty manly guy. I've seen you take a punch. No, really.
Have you seen me take a punch?
Yeah, you come alive, don't you?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's a real video, yeah.
I got to tell you.
You've seen it.
Hey, you're an animal.
I got to give myself credit. Well, I didn't know I was in a fight.
You can tell.
But no, like,
cheap shots are fucked up.
I tell you, if you're on stage and a guy comes out of the dark into the spotlight and you don't know, he doesn't even yell anything, I defy anyone to fight back fucking really quickly.
But it's what you did after the punch is the bit that sucked.
What, coward?
But I don't blame you. Everybody does it. But you don't know because you don't train, you don't have anything. But when he punched you, it wasn't that good of a punch. You were completely conscious and you took a knee and went into a little bit of a fetal position.
May I add that I didn't drop the microphone.
But in the fetal, you were down next to his legs. You could have double-legged
him. Can we give credit where credit's due? I came out and finished the fucking gig. As a comic, that's
but
impressive.
But you didn't get knocked out.
You know what? You could have fucking punched him.
When you went down, you were at his shins. You could have grabbed his legs, put him on his back, and fucking punched him in the face.
Punch him in his balls. Right
yeah,
there.
You could have grabbed his balls and pulled them off.
You could have sucked his cock.
That would have been funny.
I didn't know I was in a fight.
I would have bought a ticket to your next gig. This guy's sucking dick on stage. He's a maniac.
And I tell you what else, I didn't press any charges either.
Wow. You are a nice.
What a man.
The police asked me if I wanted to, and I said no. That's pretty tough.
That's tough?
Yeah.
You know a guy that walks out on stage and punches comedians in the face?
No, I just let the cunt go home because he's drunk, and I've had a drink before and acted like an asshole.
Right.
And that's how I looked at it.
All right.
And also, my career took off from that day.
I was
in the news that night.
Look at what's on here.
The YouTube sensation.
Jim Jeffries.
The old spelling of Jim Jeffries. That shows how obvious. Yeah.
Someone really produced your beating.
You make the most of it.
Well produced, Jim Jeffries.
It's pretty good for security footage.
Bat's pushing it inwards. Oh.
Still have that shirt.
When you... Oh, hang on.
Jesus. Man, it's one hell of a response. Oh, look, there is a single leg.
All right. Ready for a single leg?
Yeah, and then the people came in, and then I was like,
oh, you ran right
in. Where'd you go?
Into the dressing room.
For what?
To chat with the other comics.
To chat with the other comics?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, that wasn't that bad.
It wasn't as bad as one leg.
Okay, may I also add, if you watch, the first thing I say before I'm hit is, oh, hang on a second. That's how much of a shock it is to me.
You got blindsided there.
Why did that guy
give you
that?
But you kept looking down, though.
He didn't heckle or anything.
He's a crazy guy, huh?
And he came out of the darkness into the spotlight.
Whoa, almost got you with the left.
See, the first punch, you kept... What are you looking at his shoes for?
See, all right, now you're trying to take him down.
That was good.
I didn't drop the mic as well.
Why did this guy
attack
you? That's
very important.
Did it ever come out?
What the fuck was his problem? I did a pedophilic joke. He had some issues with...
Oh, and he was a pedophile?
He had some issues, or he was on a first date or something, and the girl that he was with had issues. But he never heckled. See, I've had plenty of times in my career where someone goes, oh, I'm going to come up. And I always do that sort of stance where I'm going to kick them in the face as they get up onto the stage.
Yeah, you got the high ground.
The best thing. But he just ran up.
You never saw it coming.
And an Affliction t-shirt on too, which does mean it's dangerous.
But you took a few punches though before you kind of realized
Can we play the standing ovation when I come back out though?
That's what's important here.
That's what's important because I got a black eye and I still fucking come back out.
Yeah, he got you with a shot. Absolutely, one or two shots he got. Who's that? The MC?
Yeah.
The MC doesn't know what the fuck
to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Took a while. I've only been on stage for 8 minutes.
The wanker's gone, all right?
The wanker.
Wanker. Yeah.
All right. That's not going to help, really. All right. But Jim's going to come back and finish his set for you.
Wouldn't that be great if you came out and another guy came up and just started railing on your fucking head?
And then another guy started sucking your cock when you're out cold.
When I came back out, not everyone was happy to see me.
Yeah?
No, there was still booing at me. There were some people in that audience who were taking the punches aside.
To finish up, welcome back Jim Jefferies.
Damn, look at that. Yep.
A little bit of a standing ovation.
I'm the worst high fiver in the world. Look at that one. Sloppy.
Well, you've just been in a big fight.
Yeah. You did the best you could.
They loved you. They loved you.
He looked like he was a bit of a weightlifting guy. Probably best to keel over.
Now, the thing is, if you listen to this now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now,
see there's a little cut there?
Yeah.
We cut that out because I knew he was Irish and I went a little bit racist. I had about a 4 minute rant where I went, fucking Paddy cunt, fuck Irish, fuck.
And then you thought better of it.
And then because they didn't have the rest of the footage, people would think that I'd caused the fight. So we thought, edit that little bit out.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Because it's sometimes Irish people in Ireland. They have a little bit of, in my opinion, they have a little bit of, we're just great for the crack, you know, we're really up for it, and we're a lot of fun and all that stuff. But you say one Irish joke and they're swinging punches, you know.
I feel like Irish people and English people are good street fighters. Mm. They cheat. They always headbutt.
That's the closest I've been to having a fight in my entire life.
Really?
I get your deal, dude. If you get hit good enough... It does make you want to go to the knee and you forget. And it's not like you were in a heated discussion. It was just on.
I
get you.
He just went at me. But
that's why I think you should go to the gym a little bit and learn a little bit. Because you would have been able to subdue him and you would have got a way bigger standing ovation if he had to punch you in the head three times. You double leg and put him on his back, elbow him in the face until security pulls you off. I don't know about you, but I would have been on the stage hoisting you on my shoulders saying, it's the greatest comedian that ever lived. Did you see the elbows?
I did better than Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher did when they rushed them in Canada. I think they did better. But the thing was, security came and the audience came. The weird thing is, that was filmed in Manchester, and there was about three guys, say, who ran up out of the crowd.
Yeah.
And when I go back to Manchester, I still sell more tickets than anywhere else in the world because I'm synonymous.
People want to punch
for the incident.
That's 500,000 people there that watch. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I go and every time I go back, I meet some guy who says he was the bloke who ran up on the stage and helped me.
So
for the
guy.
First
Terrifying.
2 years, I was buying all these blokes drinks, like, thanks for that, mate, thanks for helping me out. So word's gotten around, and every cunt in Manchester just says they were the guy who helped me out.
Lying sacks of shit.
The funny thing was, there was the other comics were just watching TV, and they could hear all the commotion. But they were watching the fight on the screen, and then they knew that I was coming backstage, so they turned to another channel. And
oh, like they didn't see
and
it.
And acted like they couldn't see it. And they went, so how did the show go?
They didn't want to go out there and get punched themselves.
I go, not good. There's this one real arrogant comic called Michael McIntyre, who's hugely famous there now. And I said, not good, not good, Michael. They just punched me in the face. And he went, no one can follow me.
I might get punched in the face doing something, doing some stand-up. Organize it. So I could do a like a keel up thing.
Have you ever done stand up or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just two times.
Two times.
But the second time I did it at this Carrie Hart roast thing. Was like a private thing for Carrie and Pink and those people.
Right.
And who's the dude that's funny because he's good looking?
That would be me.
Maybe somebody hit you a little harder than I thought.
No guy is going to say it. Everyone thinks
Dane Cook, that's who it is.
Dane Cook's not that good looking, right?
I think he's an attractive guy for how funny he is. Beside the point,
Colin Kane's a good-looking guy.
I roasted Carrie Hart, and then he came out and said, round of applause. I don't know if this is a comedy thing they say to make you feel good, but I was the funniest person in the building.
Oh, they're saying.
So I'm funnier than Dane Cook, well, but like I said, that's not a huge...
Yeah, that's well done.
Tough crowd.
Well done, all right. Let's get the plugs in. Jim Jefferies, Caroline, starting tonight.
I'll be at Caroline's.
Through the weekend, 212-757-4100.
If you guys are still in the air, I'll be in here tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to figure out what's up.
It's over, huh?
We're talking. For today's...
I feel good about my career, man.
Yeah.
I love how you guys are like the fucking juggernauts of the game, and you're like, it's on the couch. Maybe we are.
We
maybe
are.
I've got backup plans. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, really? Like, that's what I've got to look forward to?
Yeah, well, it's...
Backup plans?
The business has gotten a lot different, but we're talking. I don't know.
You got to stay, dude. You
today's
can't
our last
fucking
day of
leave
our,
it.
Our contract.
You guys can become podcasters.
You can't, but yeah, don't
we'll
do that.
We'll be the new podcasters.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason, what have you got going on? Of course, the show today, live from New York, the Jason Ellis Show, Faction Series 28, XM52, at 3 o'clock today. And then the Ellis Mania thing.
Yeah, Ellis Mania 6 is the Taint Stick, my first band, has got its final gig the night before at the Roxy, so that's at the Roxy, November 5th, and then Ellis Mania, my movie premiere is in the morning on Saturday.
What do you
on
mean
Sunset.
Your movie premiere?
I got a movie, The Woodsman. It's about this guy who lives in the woods in Australia, and an American, what is it, college, like they come to camp in the outback, and the woodsman, he's a crazy dude who lives in the woods with a fucking massive cock and a snake up his ass. Right. He's like a crazy monster dude.
For a while, I thought it was a documentary.
Yeah.
It is.
And it is. Great, and how to die if you're an American in Australia. But yeah, he kills people, pulls babies out of their fucking stomachs and fucking kills them with loads. And he cuts one dude's arms and legs off and his cock, puts his cock in his mouth and then pulls a snake out of his ass and diarrheas on the dude until he dies.
That's fucking...
Wow.
So there's going to be a red carpet with like celebrities.
Oh, yeah. You just stolen the storyline from Love Actually.
But there's a bunch of celebrities that are going to be on the red carpet, and they have no idea that they're going to sit and watch a movie where a dude's cock gets shoved in another dude's ass.
All right.
And then Ellis Mania 6 at the Palladium, and then after Ellis Mania 6, my new band, Death, Death, Die, will perform at the Palladium.
He's such a busy guy.
You can't just do it in radio.
No, you got to spread yourself
out. You got to go everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely have to do that.
Yeah.
So one thing falls apart, at least you got something else.
Yes.
And I would like to do a special shout out to all the, I think it's Opie and Anthony fans. I think it's a little bit of Ron and Fez, but I got a lot of love out there from a couple of guys on my Twitter account that want me to die.
Oh,
I don't get it because I never said anything bad about either one of you guys.
It's probably the same people that listen to us and want us to die too.
Somebody said your fans want you to die.
Well, yeah, we can't figure it out anymore.
My purple cock threatened me like two weeks ago.
I hate it when someone joins your fan page to hate you.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Someone said, because Jim's here, that, you know, Ellis fucking kick his ass, man. It's going to be a fucking war. The Outback's going to go for it. I'm like, oh, God, please. Can you just fucking listen to the show and
now,
fuck off?
And now, since you didn't, it'll be like, you're just a pussy. What a faggot. You didn't fucking... Yeah.
My argument was at least I put it on 10 one time.
Yeah, you did. You want to take a 10 no, to no, 10 no. the show?
I'm good at conceding defeat. You know what? Hey, you put it on,
dude. Yeah. You put it on.
So you're telling me I didn't win the dollar collar challenge.
I'll fucking be the first to say I pushed out. Someone put the collar on. You took a 5.
He did.
I took a 5 a couple of times.
You're a true competitor. You did good.
And
I don't hate you. You seem like a funny guy.
I am funny.
Well, then there you go.
Jeffries is hilarious. Okay.
Do you want to come to my gig? Come on, you can come to my gig.
When?
You should, Caroline.
Tonight?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
you
Sunday.
You should go.
Tomorrow night? Thursday, today.
Tomorrow's sold out, but I can do tonight.
Tonight?
No, I can fit you
Jason,
anything that you want.
You would like
to. Because is Shuley going to be there too?
I don't know who else is going to be
there. You don't know who's on Caroline's? Are you the main dude?
Yeah.
What time?
8 o'clock.
I am in New York, bored out of my fucking shitless pants.
You would love Jeffries, I'm telling you.
No, I would go.
Yeah, Jason
it's
will
in
go.
The city, right?
All right, let's
it's
get off Broadway. The air so hey. We can figure all this out.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Lots
no
to
problem,
figure
man.
Out. Jason, thank
in.
You, brother.
And of course.
Have fun in New York. We'll see you guys. Jeffries. Hopefully,
what's
hopefully
the
tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. I'll be here. Yeah, this is the Opie.